The 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
In Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. That sometimes is a hard pill to swallow. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of heart, let each esteem other better. You know what? I found this to be true. When you exercise this particular verse of scripture and you wait upon the Lord, guess what? God is faithful. Hello, I said God is faithful. Now you might have, when someone is striving with you, it may not feel good to your flesh. Hello? To your dust nature, to your natural man. And that's why the enemy is trying to provoke you in that, in your flesh. You understand? To react. But I declare when you wait upon the Lord. Hello, God is faithful. God already has a way out, and not a way out where you have to run, but a way out where you maintain your dignity and your honor, and God shows that He stands with you. Hello? But you have to learn how not to let anything be done through strife or vainglory. Amen? But learn how to wait upon the Lord and wait patiently. In the process, He's doing something in you too. But He's also working out your situation. Amen? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Say that with me. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You want to go on? You got to lay all this other stuff aside. That's the first step. That's the first dimension of moving forward. Amen? Into destiny through faith. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. That they strive not about words to no profit. In other words, argument, debate, striving, contending. Hello. You skip down to verse number 24 of that same chapter. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You know, situations that God allows us to go through, He allows us to see His heart. In these verses that we have just read, in all of our declaration, in all of, you know, the kingdom of God has suffered violence and the violent take it and, you know, being militant, we see God's heart here. the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. How many of that's a tall order sometimes? Gentle toward all men, apt to teach, patient, instructing those that oppose themselves, those that have presented themselves as your enemy, instructing them with meekness, not with a hammer. Somebody holler, help me, Lord. I'm feeling your pain. Come on, if we're going to go on, I mean truly go on. Finally, in James chapter 3, verse 14 says, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Come on. Anything having to do with strife, you might think you told them off. You might think you got it, you know, got the situation cleared through strife, but it's demonic. It's fleshly, it's carnal. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So see, we must lay these things aside. When it comes to certain things, you and I have to be dead. Hello? We have to be dead. We have to be crucified with Christ. It doesn't mean that we don't feel it. Just we have to be under a bridle. We have to be under control. There has to be self-control so that you don't enter into that strife, that contention. Doesn't mean that you don't have opinions. Doesn't mean that you can't, you know, doesn't mean that we don't get angry. Be angry and sin not. But it does mean we draw the line. We can't cross that line. We have to trust God. And guess what? God is faithful. Come on, I said God is faithful. He will avenge you. The Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. If your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. This is the heart of God. Amen. And if you're going to move on, this is the mind that you have to have. Not being vindictive, not wanting to get even. Hello? Come on, come on, come on. See, it's even in the church. Folks just want to get even. Do unto others as they do unto you. And the flesh is appeased, but your faith is shipwrecked. Now you're operating on a whole nother principle, a whole nother frequency where the wisdom is not heavenly, or from above, it's demonic. And the devil will give you wisdom. Hello? Worldly, sensual, demonic wisdom on how to get over. Some folk think it's God, but it's out of strife. It's out of contention. It's out of deceit. It's out of envy. It's out of confusion. We know who the author of that is. Amen? But he goes on to say, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. In other words, you can talk to him. Easy to be entreated. No, I don't want to hear it. That ain't easy to be entreated. Read the hand. No, that ain't easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated. Full of mercy. Good fruits. Without partiality, without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Tell somebody, go on. God told them, you've dwelt around this mountain too long. Long enough. Huh? This mountain is too familiar. And we got to go on. We got to leave some things behind. We got to cut some things off. We got to pluck some things out. Amen? And leave them behind. At the root of contention is pride. And the cardinal sin of Lucifer was pride. So you know he's at the core. He's at the root of it. Let's go back to Exodus 17. You see, anything having to do with strife, you can mark this in your Bible. Whatever it has to do with strife, that's the wrong battle. That's the wrong battle. The flesh profits nothing. What you do in strife will come back to haunt you. You'll have to deal with it down the road. You might have got over yesterday. It's coming back. Because see, you have gotten into the web of the serpent. And see, when he sows a seed, he lets it grow, but he's coming back for the seed. So you got to turn, you got to cut off strife. Hello? You know, we were watching a game just yesterday. I took note of this. Little guard, you know, our team took the lead, and the other team was kind of in a frenzy in that. And when the referee blew a whistle, after he blew a whistle, one of the little guards shot a real long three. Now, the whistle had blown. This is the other team. Shot a real long three, and he hit it. You know, the whistle had blown. Everybody knew it wouldn't count. He knew it wouldn't count. He just shot it anyway. And then one of the players on our team went to get the ball, and the referee blew the whistle and says, no, let him come get it. Let him. Now, he had to walk half the court, and I'm thinking, okay, what are he going to do? But you know what he did? He came, he picked the ball up, he walked it all the way over to the referee and gave it to him with two hands, and, you know, just shook his head like, okay, ref, it was me. I thought, wow, okay. See, he could have started something there, like a lot of people would have. You know, act like he didn't hear the ref, or, you know, anything where there would be strife. But see, he put that out. He quenched that thing right there by just humbling himself and taking the ball and you know, giving it to him. And this was a real good ball player, too. You understand me? So we need to know how to cut some stuff off. Amen. Before it can become that dragon. Cut the serpent's head off before he can become a dragon. Exodus 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Let me tell you something. When there's strife, don't you know the devil's coming? The enemy's going to show up. When you allow strife, when there's strife in the camp, that wisdom doesn't descend from above. It's coming from somewhere else. And if it's kept going long enough, the enemy shows up. See, it's one thing to be striving in the flesh, but it's another thing when you let that thing occupy your life or be in your life long enough till it becomes demonic. Now the devil there and folk can't get out of stuff. They can't check that attitude. They can't stop saying certain things. They can't stop doing certain things. See, before you got to that point, you could have stopped. You could have checked yourself by going on, leaving it alone. But now it's gone beyond being a habit to being an obsession and almost an oppression and maybe even a possession. The devil occupying that part of your life and you can't get rid of it now. That's what happens. So you got to go on. In verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. Once we have gone on and we have gotten self under control and we are at peace with ourselves, then we need to go out. Come on, now are you entering into the real battle?
We are continuing in part 13 of this message entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, the three dimensions of faith. Dimension number one is to go on. You have to move from where you are. Go on from the battle that is not yours. When you are not moving in belief, or if you are having a faith challenge, you begin murmuring. Exercise self-control so that you do not get into contention. Go on. Leave it alone. Get self-control. Move in wisdom. When you choose to walk in peace, you must guard what you carry. Don't allow the devil to push buttons to take you off course. Stay at peace with yourself.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.